Chapter 1. Agony shot through him when the nurse's aide helped Charlie Mary roll to his side, and he still couldn't shake the embarrassment of having two young women attend to his most basic needs. When his bare backside met the cold metal of the bedpan, the resigned man grimaced at the lightning bolt of pain the chill caused, and he inadvertently yelped his displeasure. One of the young women attending him rolled her eyes while the other muttered disparaging comments about old people. Aggravated by the demeaning discussion the women quietly carried on about him, in his presence, Charlie's jaw tightened, and he silently castigated them for their mean-spirited ignorance as he ground his teeth together. The staff whispered in the corner as they picked up discarded linens, but as soon as Charlie called, "I'm done," the pair rushed away and left him sitting atop the smelly bedpan. After 10 minutes, Charlie hit the call button and waited for the brash young women to return. Laying at such an odd angle caused his broken back to screech in misery, and every slight movement he made dislodged the contents of the container under his sore bottom, until he was left laying in a cesspool of his own filth. Hurting and humiliated, the defeated man suffered through another bedding change and a quick wipe down when someone returned to assist him an hour later. But by then, Charlie was ready to scream profanities at the inefficient and inadequate staff. "Lord," his mind shouted, "get me out of here." Initially, moving from the hospital to the rehab center seemed the best course of action. But as the afternoon turned to evening, Charlie wholeheartedly regretted the noble action. His wife, Ruth, insisted she could care for him at home while he recuperated from the unexpected fall that caused spinal fractures in his lumbar region. But, stubborn man that he was, Charlie insisted it wasn't the best financial decision. Although the orchard on their property was done producing, their busiest time of the year was just ahead on the Christmas tree farm. And with a high-profile order from the prestigious Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, it was inconceivable that Ruth could manage to care for him and their family business. Still, as he prodded the gelatinous goo the dietary aide shoved onto his tray table earlier, the worried man wondered what the next 4 to 6 weeks would hold. On the other side of the privacy curtain, his roommate hacked until he vomited, and the rancid scent of recycled goo made Charlie gag. "You okay over there?" he questioned as the other man continued to cough. It was nearly time for the shift change before someone arrived to take away the dinner trays and clean up his unfortunate neighbor. But by that point, Charlie's patience and pain medication had worn off, and his foul mood was on full display. Just like his darn backside,